With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. NHL action last night, three close games, including the Senators defeating the Capitals 5-4 in overtime. In that game, Capitals star Alex Ovechkin moved within 19 goals of the all-time mark set by Wayne Gretzky of 894 career NHL goals. Blue Jackets over the Golden Knights 2-1 in overtime. In a shootout, the Red Wings beat the Oilers 3-2. Elsewhere, the Jets over the Bruins 6-2. Kraken beat the Sharks 6-2. Wild shut out the Canadiens 4-0. Lightning over the Kings in a 3-0 shutout. By a 3-0 score, Islanders beat the Flyers. Hurricanes beat the Blackhawks 3-2. Flames over the Ducks 4-1. NBA by a point. The NBA West's number 3 team, the Grizzlies, upended the number 2 team, the Rockets, 120-119. Elsewhere was the Lakers over the Wizards. Cavaliers beat the Hawks. Timberwolves over the Jazz. Trailblazers beat the Magic. This is SRN Sports. The world of figure skating remains in grief with the deaths of two teenage figure skaters, their mothers, and two former world champions who were aboard the American Airlines flight that collided with the Army helicopter Wednesday night in Washington, D.C. Doug Zegheib is the chief executive at a historic Boston skating club who says recovery will take time.
It's too soon to say, but obviously we have a hole in our coaching staff, a giant hole left by Vadim and Genya.
That's Vadim Nomov and Evgenia Shishkova, who were 1994 World Pairs Champions. Other former champions who joined the grieving in the press conference yesterday, the first American woman to win an Olympic gold medal in 1956, a polio patient who recovered, Dr. Tenley Albright. She was joined by two-time Olympian Nancy Kerrigan. Also, sadly, in the world of figure skating, Dick Button passed away. He was a five-time consecutive world champion, two-time Olympic gold medalist, and sport commentator. SRN Sports.